Well, it's hard to win here. Very hard to win here, as you guys all know. It's like 20 Ivy League games since somebody's won here, so I'm really happy with the way we played. Really tough place to play, hard type game, very physical. But as I've said, you guys may not have heard, but we're still trying to figure out how to win games, and this is a big one because you had to win this game. And to win this game at this place against this team, you know, I don't care if people think these guys are down. This is Penn, all right? So I'm really excited about the way we play. Any questions?
For your seniors.
Pardon me?
For your seniors, especially.
Well, yeah, you know, we're trying not to get into, you know, notoriety wins, but you're absolutely right. This has got to be exciting for them. And I told my guys, I said, you know, I had to thank them on two accounts for winning the game, but also for helping me win the game. This is the first time I've ever won here. When I played here and we beat Penn, at Penn we played at the Spectrum. We didn't play here. So I had to thank them for that.
Coach, how important was it to kind of get off to a fast start, do you think?
You know, it when you're on the road in this league, it's so hard to win. I don't care how well or badly teams are playing, it's hard to win on the road. So getting off to a good start is really important. And we got off to a good start at the beginning of the game as well as the beginning of the half. And that enabled us to weather the storm. A home team's always going to have some sort of run, and these guys did a great job coming back on us. And we were just fortunate that we didn't miss so many free throws that it cost us the game.
Coach, were you concerned at all when things started to get kind of chipped yes. out there on the stretch?
Yes, I was. Very concerned. You know, the way my teams play, we can't be physical. We don't have physical type guys. We are, you know how I play. You've seen it. We pass and cut and try and play skillfully. So when it gets physical, it's hard for us.
Were you happy with a lot of the easy buckets that it looked like you were getting at the beginning of the first half, beginning of the second half?
Yeah. You know, it just shows that these guys have really embraced what we're trying to do. I mean, a lot of easy baskets makes those threes a lot more open. So.
You mentioned the notoriety of individual wins here. Even though Cornell won tonight, after you guys had lost it, in terms of the league standings, this was a big one for you guys.
Oh yeah. Don't get me wrong. I'm not. We have to win every game we play if we expect to be in it at the end, and that includes whoever's the next game. But we're really focused on winning one game at a time because we don't have the kind of history where, you know, you can show up and win games. We can't show up and win games.
The 2-3 zone really seemed to hamper tonight that you guys threw
at. Well, they shot 33% from the, they shot 52% from the three-point line, so I'm a little disappointed because they haven't shot that well. I mean, I've watched a lot of tapes of this team. They haven't shot that well, so that's something we're going to have to work on because, I mean, usually we do a better job on, I mean, that's why we play it. I know this is Glenn's old team. It's an important game for him, and it's an important game for my guys. So I expected Penn to play a great game. I expected it.
Did you have a specific game plan for guarding Tyler or Aditi?
No. You know, we didn't know he was going to play until we got here. And we played him like we play any great shooter in this league. We were watching him. You know, I don't know if it was more our defense or the fact that he hasn't played in a while. I mean, the poor kid. I mean, our guy's not back from his injury, similar injury, and he's back already. I mean, that's a tough injury. So we didn't have any specific game plan for him because we didn't know he was going to be playing. We had to prepare for him in case he did, but we didn't have anything in particular.
One more question? Anybody else?
Yeah. You know, if
how do you take that with your coach in basketball?
It's a welcome annoyance. You know, if it wasn't something that was so important, I mean, let's face it, we're out here playing games, and don't think I don't take the severity that we're teaching kids how to do things other than win games. We're teaching them all types of lessons. But to be able to be an integral part of a presidential election, I mean, I'd be kind of selfish if I said I mind it. It's a lot of work, and I don't. I'm feeling under the weather today. Probably run myself down, but it's so important that I have to do it, and I'm glad to do it.